Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Protests over Columbus police shooting.
What information did the officer have? What did he see?
A Chauvin juror speaks out.
The prosecution made a really strong argument.
Birthday reality check.
Nations are not doing nearly enough to combat climate change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Columbus, Ohio is a new flashpoint. Protesters filled the streets over the Tuesday shooting death of a 16-year-old black girl by a white police officer. Some in the crowd last night set off fireworks. Micaiah Bryant's mother wants answers.
This never should have happened. She's a loving girl.
Body cam video indicated the teenager had a knife and was involved in a fight with two others. The interim police chief in Columbus, Michael Woods, has defended the officer's actions.
We don't train to shoot the leg because that's a small target. Rounds miss, and then they continue on, and there are people behind that that could be in danger.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine called the shooting a horrible tragedy, but said the investigation has to play out.
Police officers are judged every single time to a standard. We have to look at that. And, you know, you saw the video, I'm sure, and ultimately, it's always a judgment call.
He says new state legislation will boost police accountability. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us it's a day of mourning for the family and friends of a 20-year-old black man shot and killed during a Minnesota traffic stop last week.
2 days after the guilty verdicts in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, the Minneapolis area is focused today on the funeral of Dante Wright. The service will take place less than 3 miles from where the trial was held. Attorney Benjamin Crump, who represented George Floyd's family, also represents the Wright family. Yesterday, he attended a public viewing.
For Dante Wright. Because if we don't fight for Dante, we can't expect nobody else to fight for Dante.
The family of George Floyd will attend today's funeral. The officer who shot Wright has been charged with manslaughter. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Minneapolis.
We're hearing from an alternate juror in the Chauvin murder case. Lisa Christensen sat down with correspondent Jamie Yukis the day after the former Minneapolis cop was convicted of murder and the death of George Floyd.
Dr. Tobin was the one that really did it for me. He explained everything. I understood it down to where he said this is the moment that he lost his life.
So who made an impact with the defense?
I don't think they had a good impact.
Which witnesses stood out to you?
Ms. Frazier that took the video, I really felt that she felt guilty for not doing more. And I feel really bad for her.
In an interview for this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison tells Scott Pelley he knew winning the case against Chauvin would not be easy.
Every moment I thought, what are we missing? Do we need another witness? I was not sure that we were going to get the just result that we did get until I heard Judge Cahill announce the verdict.
Well, the House is expected to pass a measure today giving statehood to Washington, D.C., Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer knows the real uphill fight will be in the Senate.
We're very hopeful that we can move forward on this. We're going to need some Republicans to vote principle rather than politics.
India has reported a new global daily record for COVID cases, more than 314,000, and a fatality count in the past 24 hours of more than 2,100. The government has turned some railroad cars into hospital space. Deborah Rodriguez tells us baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers are setting up a section at Dodger Stadium for fully vaccinated fans.
If they show up with government-issued ID and a vaccination card proving it's been at least 2 weeks since their final shot, they still have to wear face masks, but they can pack into the stands together with no social distancing. They'll also get free donuts and beer.
Federal regulators could make a decision as soon as tomorrow on the paused Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Honda has now blamed a January fatal crash in North Carolina on an exploding Takata airbag. It's the 19th known death of its kind in the U.S. since 2009, and the 28th worldwide caused by the faulty inflators. The car involved was a 2002 Accord. On this Earth Day, President Biden plans to announce a new goal to cut this country's greenhouse gas emissions at least in half by 2030. A CBS News poll finds 53% approve of his handling of climate change. 56% say the issue needs to be addressed now. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the president today will hold a virtual summit with dozens of world leaders.
The president is set to announce the most aggressive cuts in greenhouse gas emissions, with plans to slash them by 50 to 52% from their 2005 peak. The White House says all of this is doable, in part by eliminating all carbon emissions from our generation of electricity by 2035 and by cutting energy costs by investing in more energy-efficient upgrades in buildings.
Our meteorologist Jeff Berardelli has a closer look at one of the climate concerns, melting ice and rising sea levels.
Because of the complexity of glaciers, it's impossible to know exactly when they may collapse. So author of Moving to Higher Ground, John Englander, says we must look to history to see what's possible.
11,000 years ago, the last time sea level was rising quickly, it rose about 15 feet a century. Now, there was more ice on the planet back then, but we're warming a lot faster now.
Recently, scientists have become alarmed by escalating damage to the ice shelves on West Antarctica.
They're being eaten away much faster from underneath by the slightly warmer ocean water.
Scientists say that this weakening could eventually allow the ice sheets behind them to flow into the sea.
Now to New Orleans, a city that's half under sea level already.
On this Earth Day, we're finding some people concerned climate change and rising sea levels will eventually wipe New Orleans off the map.
It's just not a good track record to trust them.
But others think the feds are on top of it.
I mean, the government should be taking care of that.
Flood Protection Authority Engineering Director Chris Humphrey says the plan is to make the levees around New Orleans taller as the water gets higher.
Sea level rise will require the system to be lifted periodically.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A new analysis shows that electric vehicles are not only safer for the environment, they could be safer for those inside them.
Researchers for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety finding something interesting as they comb through injury claims for electric and for gasoline-powered vehicles.
Those injury claims for passengers and drivers are about 40% lower in electric vehicles compared to their gasoline or diesel-powered counterparts.
Institute President David Harkey also finding some pretty good protection in their crash tests of new electric vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In reporting the death of renowned stripper Tempest Storm, the New York Times says she plied her craft until she was in her 80s. Not because she had to, but because she could. Storm, who was 93, claimed JFK and Elvis among her lovers. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.